Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
If you have listened to this show for any amount of time, you know that I talk a lot about my four children. Andrew, who's 18 and in college at St. Cloud State. Brandon and Cameron, 12 and 11. Middle schoolers and Daniel, my youngest son, who turns 10 in a couple of weeks. Brandon, Cameron, and Daniel have autism. And I share their journey and their story to inspire other parents who have kids with special needs to never lose hope, so that they can see that things can and will get better. Daniel did not talk, did not look at me, was not potty trained when he was 4.5 years old. And he heard Lil Nas X's Old Town Road, and the boy started singing. Nobody taught him that song. We did not sit down with flashcards. The therapist didn't work on it. He just heard it and started singing. And that's when we knew music is how you teach him. Music is how you reach him. So all of the therapists immediately and teachers started using music to educate him. That boy got potty trained. He started reading. He started communicating with us all through music. That was at 4.5 years old. And today he turns 10 on November 29th. He is reading on a 9th grade level. He is doing math on a 10th grade level. And he was the first kid with autism elected to student council at his elementary school. There's a parent out there who needs to hear that, who needs to know that that is what's possible. My child is not special. We just kept pressing, kept praying, kept trying, kept doing whatever it was that we had to do to make sure that he got to wherever it was that God wanted him to be. So whenever I see or hear stories that impact kids with autism, that educate parents, that help them access resources and services that would benefit their families, I think, you know what? I got to let people know about it. And so that's why I invited Rose Quintero to the show. She is with Pacer. And Rose, I just can't thank you enough for being here. Rose is joining us courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. And I'm going to ask y'all to put Rose on hold because I'm hearing some feedback. She may need to turn her radio down. And I'm going to ask y'all to put her on hold so you can talk to her and ask her to turn her radio down so that everybody who's listening to Rose can hear exactly what she's saying, because the message that she has, the information that she is going to be giving us is so important for families, especially in the Latino and the Somali community, because a lot of those families who have kids with autism for a long time, they were in denial. You know, especially in communities of color, I'm here to tell y'all, when there's something wrong, quote unquote, wrong with the children, as parents, we take that personal and we feel like it reflects back on us. And so we don't want the children to have a mark on their back. Right. We don't want them to have a target. They're already in communities of color. They're already a minority. There are already some stigmas. And so we don't want one more thing. We don't want that autism label, right? And so we delay therapy. We delay a diagnosis. And so our kids are behind a lot of times. So anytime I can educate my Latino and Somali families about resources that are available, I try to do that. And so, Rose, I thank you so much for the work that you do, for the work that folks at the Pacer Center do. And I appreciate you so much for being here with us.
Well, thanks for having me. I really appreciate being here as well.
Now, for folks who have never heard of Pacer, we have a lot of autism families who are moving here from other states and other parts of the country because they've heard about Pacer. They've heard about Frazier. They've heard about Family Achievement Center. They've heard about the Lovaas Institute, and they want their children to be in a state that pays for ABA therapy, that has legislators that put families first. And so a lot of times they'll tell them, hey, there's a lady on the radio from 12 to 3. She talks a lot about autism. So there may be some families that don't know about Pacer. What is Pacer?
Yeah, thanks for asking that question. Pacer is a statewide family organization. So we work statewide, and we try and help families navigate the special education system, the educational system, as well as the health system. So we want to kind of be like your GPS with trying to figure out, you know, what is going on with your child's school, AP services, and then where can we direct you so you can advocate for the support that your child needs, which I know, Shaletta, you are an expert on.
Yeah, and I have to say I've gotten a lot of information from Pacer about how to advocate for my kids, what to say, what yep. terminology. I remember when I didn't realize that my children should have been on disability waivers, which meant they got access to resources that I didn't have before. I was working 8 p.m. to 4 a.m. right here at WCCO Radio on weekends and then up all day. Taking care of my kids. And I didn't know that there were services available. And you all gave me the exact names of the programs that I needed to be a part of and sign up for so that my kids could get those resources. And I just can't thank y'all enough because that saved my life and allowed me to sleep.
And that's especially important for any parent, but especially a parent that is raising children with disabilities. We have to make sure we get what we need and our kids get what they need. And many times, you know, the child themselves cannot advocate for that. So we want to make sure that parents have all that information, whether it's the health system, the education system, so understanding what your rights are, what your child might be entitled to. There are so many parents we work with that, you know, have concerns about their child's services at school, but they just don't know what they can do about it. They don't know that they can disagree with something if they have some concerns about it. And once they know that, it's like what you were saying with the waivered services. Something is lifted. And you know you can move forward and get your child what they need.
And I need to let everybody out there know, go to Pacer.org, PACER.org, Champions for Children with Disabilities. You can get information on workshops, students as well as young adults. There's events coming up. Sign up for that newsletter You can log right there on the page and get that information. And one of the things, because I read the website almost weekly, I get the newsletter. I was excited to see that you have new resources for Latino and Somali families, parents who have kids with autism and other disabilities. Talk to me about these new videos and the tip sheets that you have provided and the information to help parents better advocate for their kids at school.
Yeah, I would love to do that, especially because these resources don't make sense unless people can access them, you know, and get the word out. So I so appreciate that. So these are a set of videos. We actually have them in three languages, so English as well. And we're seeing that, you know, a lot of families can benefit from it. But this specific project, we were really trying to reach those two communities because we know there's a lot of barriers. There can be a lot of stigma, as you mentioned. And maybe just the offer of service doesn't get into that community in the same way it might in an English-speaking community or a different community. So there are videos that cover some basic concerns and topics like, you know, what if I feel my child needs an IEP? What can I do? Going to my first IEP meeting and I don't know how to prepare. And we made them short, you know, like bite-sized. Mm-hmm. So you can watch the whole video in 3.5 minutes. And then at the end, you still have questions, you call PACER. You ask to speak with an advocate. So we have them in Somali. We have them in Spanish. Have them in English, and then we have companion tip sheets. And so those are one-page documents with these tips on it. So we really appreciate you getting the word out about it.
I just cannot thank you enough for putting this together, for being here, for making sure that we provide this information to these families. And again, they can access that at PACER.org, PACER.org. You can go there and find not just that resource, but so many others.
Yes.
And for folks who are internet insecure, who need to speak with an advocate, I need to make sure you all know 952-838-9000 is the number. 952-838-9000 is the number that you can call, talk to an advocate to make sure that your child is getting the benefits and the services that they need to live their best life. Miss Rose Quintero, thank you so much for being on the Shaletta Show.
Oh, thank you for having me. I appreciate it. And thank you for everything you do, Shaletta.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. You know, we all got to do our part, and you all doing amazing.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy 2 and get 3 free of equal or lesser value plus CRV. Limit 3 free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit 2 packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit 4 items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Amazing part of PACER.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.